礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作了几个月，从美籍华人 Mary 那里学到了很多西方的礼节。今天 Mary 有件重要的事儿要告诉陈豪，现在正在给他打电话。
This is 陈豪， leave a message.
Hi, 陈豪, this is Mary. Please call me back when you have a minute. Hey, 陈豪, 来来来, I'm looking for you. I just left a telephone message for you.
找我?有事吗?
有事。But let me tell you first that your telephone greeting sounds too abrupt.
不够客气。What's wrong with I'm 陈豪, leave a message? 我觉得干脆利落。No nonsense.
You know that other people will judge you by the greetings you recorded.
那你说得怎么说才算有礼貌啊?
You should have offered a welcome like hello first.
哦，这不很简单吗？加个词儿就行了。嗯，这样听起来是比较客气啊。
你在录音里啊，把自己的姓和名都说了，这很好。But you should have said, please leave a message. Saying please is a simple,but necessary courtesy.
Okay, Mary, but I got to go. My boss is waiting for me.
Hey, 陈豪, I have something to tell you.
Hi, Mary. Sorry I was in a hurry this morning. You have something to tell me?
I have good news. I'm leaving ABC Company and will start working next week for DNE Company in Beijing as the head of the Human Resources Department.
Oh, congratulations. But it's bad for me. 我要有问题问谁啊?哎,我可以给你打电话吗?
Sure. 不过到了 DNE, 我会经常出差的。
那我怎么知道你什么时候出差啊?什么时候才能跟你通话呀?
I will record a greeting that says I'm away from the office, when I will return, and who you can contact if you can't wait for my return. 陈豪,你出差的时候也应该这样做。
是啊，有的客户是有意见，说给我打了电话好几天我都没回音。看来啊，我得先把平时的 greetings 改成 Hello, I'm 陈豪, please leave a message.
That's good. When you're away from the office for a few days, re-record the greeting to tell callers that you are away, when you will return, and who they should contact in case they need immediate attention.
Oh, Mary, I'm so happy for you.But I'll miss you.
Don't worry, we still can have lunch together.